live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Jeff Titerback at Plastic Safety Systems here. I believe this is booth 47. And Jeff, you're certainly looks like you're going into a different spectrum that maybe technology companies haven't looked at. And that's kind of, your kind of background is in roads and highways and so forth. So talk about what you're offering and showing here at the booth.
Mike, today we've brought to the show our safety rail. Our safety rail is a product that's designed specifically urban areas where sidewalks are taken out of service for pedestrians. Our safety rail is ADA compliant, and it's meant to guide folks with disabilities around hazards and through work zones.
Right. So how many times we had came upon a construction site and you know what's going on, you hear the jackhammers, but you really don't know how to navigate and traverse that.
Correct. And that our product is meant to get the disabled community through safely.
So where all do you see this beyond just work zones and the construction sites and different road projects? Where all do you see this being used? It's a very sturdy rail. I've looked at it here, and as you mentioned before we started, it's about a couple inches off the ground, so you don't worry about damaging your cane, and you can follow along it smooth. You're not going to splinter your hand. It's not made of wood or anything. So talk about this and who, you know, which entities might be interested in setting this up.
The interesting thing about safety rail is the applications are near endless. You could be anywhere from a shopping mall where they're doing work within a mall, they're redoing a floor, taking something out, just to protect pedestrians from areas which they shouldn't be in. We've had utility companies approach us, water companies, gas, electric, anywhere where there's work activity that, you know, quite frankly, you don't want pedestrians stumbling into.
Hotel construction a couple years ago, ACB in Louisville, and some people went up on a floor, and I remember a person running into a crane, and that shouldn't have happened with a tool like this. That could have been all prevented.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct with that. It's a positive barrier to keep folks out and keep folks safe.
So how much are we talking about? I guess it depends on how large the rail is. I guess you can design it with the curvature of the pattern to cover the zone in question, right? Or how does that work?
That is correct. A lot of the cost in the product itself is the reflective sheeting that's on the panels. The panels can be ordered plain, which substantially brings down the cost. And the lengths of the panels, they're 4 foot or 6 foot length, so they can be adjusted to accommodate certain areas, tight spacing, corners, to wrap around things. So an average 4 foot stretch would probably run about $100.
Okay, so that's not bad. It just depends on what you need, if they get it positioned correctly.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. What is your website and phone number where people can find out more information?
Our website is www.plasticsafety.com, and our toll-free number is 800-662-6338. And again, the product name is Safety Rail.
Very good. So I assume not just either construction companies, but even municipalities could, or you said utility companies. So all these folks could just purchase this and put it up where they're doing work and make everything a much safer environment, which also helps them from legal liability, certainly if someone fell and got hurt in a manhole cover or anything. So
absolutely.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff, for taking time. Check it out, folks. Live from Cerro Talk at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off.